This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please, listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Lock the door! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help! You're next, please! Please! Your legs are in danger! Please, listen to me! Something terrible! Please! Your legs are the enemy! They're already here! Help! Your legs! They're coming! They're coming!
Sleep! The seed is planted. Sleep! Sleep! Terror grows. Sleep!
I learned to wake up! That's you when you sleep! Get up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Scum! Free all the homies!
It looked right at me.
You need to get out!
I'm looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered!
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide broadcast today. That's a powerful piece that Darren McBreen put together, paralleling science fiction nightmares of dystopian alien takeovers with zombified hive-like populations, and then you see what's actually happening to those that are succumbing to the modern globalist brainwashing and propaganda that is as advanced as any off-world alien invasion, and you see that we're living in the middle of what is a battle for a future for humanity or a dystopian nightmare. When we come back in the next segment, I have figured out exactly what they're doing. In fact, beyond that, I have gone and dug into their own policy papers and confirmed that they have decided at least 3 months ago when President Trump won the election to claim that he's an outside Russian force and that anyone supporting him is, and actually direct the bureaucracies of the government outside of the executive in open mutiny and rebellion to build in a soft coup civil war towards a physical one. They are intending to overthrow the president one way or another. They are intending to politically persecute those of us that have been trying to defend the country. The globalists are here, and they've actually declared their plans. They are the outside globalist force alien to this republic, and just as dangerous as any sci-fi nightmare that the human mind could conjure. Because the same human minds that could conjure nightmares can also build real nightmares on this planet when groups of psychopaths and sociopaths get together. But the headline today on the live feed at InfoWars.com/show and on the other platforms is Obama plan to take over the internet and talk radio and shut down free speech is still in place, and they're still moving forward with it. Now, I knew this months ago, and I was surmising that, but I knew it was bold. It's definite now. They have announced it in their own councils of government. These are rogue agencies. This is truly the rogue deep state a group who's sworn to break our back and complete our journey to slavery. The good news is, no matter what they do now, they're going to lose. The question is, how rough will it get?
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
March 21st, 2017, on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast. Look at the headlines from the McClatchy News Service, published in hundreds of newspapers across the United States and now on basically every TV news station out there. Breitbart and InfoWars under investigation for ties to Russia. Report. That was in committee hearing meetings last week and yesterday. That's right. Stephen Bannon trying to cut middle-class taxes, rebuild our military, and defend our borders and get the VA working right, as well as kill Obamacare. Decorated Navy officer. Can't trust him, can't trust anybody, but we can trust Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and John Podesta and Michael Moore, can't we? And this, you see, has been built up for months. At first, when they came out and said, oh, the Russians stole the election, it'd be too much. But I told you, they were going to build it until they say that Breitbart's Russian, Stephen Bannon's Russian, I'm Russian, and Trump's Russian. And if Trump and his people don't counterstrike when Hillary is openly on the communist Chinese payroll, sold 30% of our uranium to Russia, got all of these tens of millions for it, and if they don't start the indictments of the open crimes they've committed, they're not going to stop. George Soros has doubled the amount of money he gave in the election cycle 2 days after the November 8th election to double racial division and civil unrest. That's their detonator for all this. And it's undisputed that cash flowed to the Clinton Foundation from the Russians, $35 million. It's undisputed. Even the precious New York Times admits that. So what's the big story here? They have had the Board of Governors of the FCC officially come out in Senate Intelligence Committee meetings on C-SPAN and say that I'm a Russian stooge that regurgitates Russian propaganda. It's the other way around. I'm Americana and want a free market system, and my ideas are getting picked up, which are just Americana ideas that we're bringing back and making great again. All over the world, 15 years ago, Nigel Farage said that half the people they had joining UKIP, and the reason they were exploding was that my broadcast was the number one internet radio show. That's how they picked it up there, according to Alexa.com, Quantcast, all of them. Was that a Russian movement? No. That was Americana. America was always sexy to the whole world until we became socialist and globalist. The world was always adopting our great ideas. I was just bringing them back. So in France, in Germany, in Sweden, in Brazil, in Japan, all over, they will tell you, Alex Jones. And I'm not here about taking credit. There really wasn't anybody who was even, you know, half young, who wasn't 80 years old, that was exposing this stuff. And I did it in a 21st century way. Before the 21st century. I'm huge in Russia. I've never been to Russia. I've been huge on Russian TV for 15 years playing clips of my show. I've been huge all over the Middle East. Even though I bash radical Islam, most of the Muslims don't want to live under it. Max Kaiser goes to the Middle East live in Cairo and is being mobbed. Alex Jones, we love, is it Alex Jones, is it Alex Jones? And I'm not bragging about InfoWars. You have to understand, we are the InfoWar. We are 1776. We're Americana. We're what the image of John Wayne was supposed to be. And I love John Wayne, great patriot. The point is, we're doing it. And the globalists are the traitors. They're the outside group that has come in and taken over the country, and here we are, not just in the United States, but worldwide, saying kick the oligarchs out, kick the globalists out. Don't let the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the TPP, and all these deals transfer your sovereignty out of the country. Remember Lou Dobbs popularizing it massively 10 years ago, having the number one show on cable for 2 years, even above Bill O'Reilly, CNN's only hit show? What'd they do? They fired him. Lou Dobbs, what was that, like 7, 8 years ago? It's not about credit, it's about knowing the history. Drudge Report blew holes in globalism. Lou Dobbs blew holes in globalism. Dr. Corsi blew holes in it. WorldNet Daily did a great job. We all did this together. You did this. You exposed it at the town halls. You spoke out. And to claim it's Russian is the most ridiculous thing on earth, but they don't care. The rogue government admittedly is ignoring Trump in the State Department, in the VA, everywhere. These are the criminals that have seized control of our country and that are robbing it and that are looting it as fast as they can. And what do they do when real nationalists, real patriots come out that actually want to get control of their government again and put us back on the course that made the country great, getting small business loans with almost 0% interest, cutting taxes, economic development zones, promoting the family, getting the morale up of the nation, not being demoralized? That's 180 degrees from the globalist plan of Ploward and Piven and scarcity and artificial scarcity and planned obsolescence and all this deindustrialization, the post-industrial world, Agenda 21. And they play these stonewall games with all these terms like Agenda 21 and others, but people know it's real. It's happening. So our victory is we've forced this out in the open. And you could really say that even according to their own publications, by March of 2017, globalism is dead. It's collapsing. The tide is going out on it, to quote Peter Thiel. The elites all admit it in their own publications. So they've gone from denying all this exists to saying, okay, it exists, but the Russians are the ones destroying it. So the Board of Governors testified to Congress last week, and then they had synopses with the FBI director yesterday. We're going to play some of these clips. I'm going to skip this break. That was the London Guardian. It's too late for hand-wringing. Globalism's already dead. That's right. Once it's discovered to be elite, unelected, above the law, tax-exempt, diplomatically immune, totally corrupt, the new royalty, we reject Kim Jong-un. We reject Queen Elizabeth II. We reject George Soros and the new royalty at the UN. We're done. And isn't it a bellwether, an omen that the father of modern globalism, the father of modern imperial corporate colonialism, died 2 days ago, David Rockefeller. The one who praised Mao Zedong's murder factory. So let me give you the big breakdown. We've now confirmed it from their own words, all of it indexed together right now. You're about to get the data dump. Not just what they're saying and not just what they're currently doing, but what the next phases are in their attack profile against our attempt to restore the republic. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the McClatchy and other headlines. Breitbart and InfoWars under investigation for ties to Russia. They specifically say for working with Russian intelligence. They have gone so far at the FBI using the analysis of the Board of Governors of Broadcasting, which is the CIA. I'm going to show you in a moment. So rogue elements of the CIA are now declaring that the president's chief advisor, that the biggest independent media talk show host, Alex Jones, and others are Russian combines and actively working with the Russians, coordinating with them. Unbelievable. And, of course, zero evidence is given, but this is just amazing. Then you realize that Podesta and all of them got caught with Google, Facebook, Twitter, coordinating in the WikiLeaks how to steal the election, how to have bots. And they've got Donna Brazile in these articles going, it's horrible. We never used bots or did anything corrupt. And InfoWars is with the Russians. And they have Podesta in there saying that too. Oh my gosh, you just ran all the big media and coordinated the headlines at the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, everywhere else. You just put lies out about everybody. And now the meanie Russians got you. And so you're asking the Board of Ed. People are asking, well, how are they going to shut down InfoWars if Trump's in? They're intending to overthrow Trump. They've already said they are. They're already probing how to kill him right now. We are in a true hot civil war now. We're not in a cold one. We're winning the InfoWar. They've decided they're going to declare Trump a Russian agent, and the brains of the American resistance that are so red, white, and blue, it's ridiculous. We're on fire with Americana. We are the heart of 1776, and they're completely horrified by it. And then they have the nerve. It's beyond outrage I have. The despicableness. When they're the globalists that infiltrated, they're trying to make our country poor, trying to destroy our sovereignty, to have our borders wide open with hundreds of sanctuary cities, ignoring the law, treating our veterans like total crap, looting Social Security, trying to block Trump's plan to save it. And, of course, they invert reality. They're the traitors. They're the outsiders. They're the enemies. They're the globalists. So in their publications where they read it, Foreign Affairs and the Financial Times are like, our global government's collapsing. We've got to use cultural and racial strife to control them. They all talk in these publications that are public like you're idiots and don't read it. I do. I show you there's quotes on air. But for general consumption, it's just dumbed down, showing their disdain that Trump's a Russian. Oh, you didn't elect Trump. No, 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 no. The Russians want to make America great again. Oh, and look, Alex Jones has gone on Russian TV shows. Absolutely. And promoted that they need to have a free country as well. I go on Japanese and British and Mexican and everything else. So again, Breitbart at InfoWars under investigation for ties to Russia report. The FBI's Russia influence probe includes a look at far-right news sites. Then they mix in, oh, it's fake. And then they go on and they say this, we're going to look at banning it and moving. And that's in the bill that Obama signed, S-2943, in the $611 billion 2017 Defense Authorization Act and the NDAA. Remember, that's the one earlier when Obama signed where you just disappear U.S. citizens. So they have a stay-behind shadow deep state government that's just completely ignoring the president, bullying Congress and everybody else. You better get in line because we're taking Trump out. And I said that 2 months ago in December. It's 3 months ago now. And you can now see it all crystallizing. The president just thinks he can work with people, create prosperity, and that somehow he'll convince everybody to stop doing this. These are people that had hijacked America. They have a disdain for it. They're on recording saying they're going to break our will of the bitter clingers. They're in public statements saying it. They want to mount our heads on the wall. They want to dominate us as an act of will. Like Captain Ahab and Moby Dick in legend, in fiction. You understand? They don't like us because we're honorable and good. These are degenerate scumbags. Read the WikiLeaks. Read the evil. So go read the Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. He signed it into law. It's still operating. And it says the CIA will confirm with the Board of Governors of the FCC. The Countering Information Warfare Act, S-2692, introduced in March, passed. And it says they're going to ban fake news and move to block it in the United States. And to create a whole government strategy for countering the foreign propaganda that operates through the domestic fake news. Yeah, the fake news, we actually read you the bills here. Now, I'm going to play this clip of them last week talking about yours truly and mixing it in with RT and Sputnik and these other channels. By the way, half of what I see on RT is a bunch of leftist crud. Yeah. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. That's foreign policy. 3 years ago, the Washington Post admitting the CIA is going to operate domestically. They already were, but they admit they're going to lie to the public with this new strategy to ban fake news. 3 years later, they intended to get Hillary in and then have her lead the charge, but she didn't get in. They're just acting like they're going to remove Trump regardless. Here's another one. Business Insider. U.S. government-funded domestic propaganda has officially hit the airwaves. Washington Post amends Russian propaganda fake news story, admits it's fake, listing us as fake. But see, now they can't get the Washington Post to put their name on it. So now what are they doing? Now they're just going to have Congress do it and say they're going to have the FBI counter-espionage group do it, like they had during the Red Scare that was the Democrats, who a lot of them really were card-carrying communists and were giving secrets away and things. Like the Rosenbergs. But this time, what great revenge. They're going after basically the sons of John Wayne, people that are doing the exact same things John Wayne did in his anti-communist speeches, and saying, we're the Russian stooges. Because we're not enemies with Russia, because they've pulled out of that whole system. But we've got our own country. We want nationalism. So I'm going to go over all of this, but I wanted to play you a clip, because when you read... Who is this individual that they have on C-SPAN talking to the House Armed Services Committee and also the intelligence community this week? Matthew Armstrong, Associate Fellow, Center for Strategic Communication. But that King's College, but that's not really what he is. He's a governor of the... He is a governor on the Broadcasting Board of Governors. And when you read the legislation that Obama signed into law right before he left, and you say, well, why doesn't Trump just kill this? They don't care. They don't follow his orders. They just do whatever they want and continue moving forward. And it goes on to say that the Board of Governors, in concert with the Central Intelligence Agency, will coordinate a whole government first priority program to counter the foreign propaganda, disinformation, and the war against us and our allies by our enemies, and goes on to list fake news or domestic news, and uses the Washington Post own fake article as the roadmap. So they all just make up lies and then vomit them back onto each other and then vomit them back onto each other in a giant circular motion. So imagine this. They are now openly saying, by the way, I had family yesterday when I told them about this. I said, yeah, I've officially been listed as under investigation by the FBI for actually working with Russian intelligence. And they said, come on, that's not true. I said, no, it's real. Then I told a fellow I know who's worked in a lot of places, including the CIA, about it. And he said, that's crazy. I'm going to make some phone calls. You know, where'd that come from? I'm going to call and double check those. I said, it came out of Comey's mouth. That's how incredible this is, ladies and gentlemen. But you're saying, no one will believe it. This doesn't make sense. There's no proof. They don't care. They already killed a lot of people. They've already tried to kill Roger Stone with polonium and all the rest of it. They tried to hit and run him last week. And they keep saying they're going to call him to the Senate committee hearings, but now they're going to have hearings. They've had hearings, but he doesn't get to be there. He just gets accused. That's never before been done in American history. So I demand, if they have more hearings and talk about me, I demand that I be able to be there. And I'm going to be there with a big stack of news going, here you are admitting fake news. Here you are admitting that the Senate Intelligence Committee was targeted by the CIA with illegal spying. Here you are saying you're going to target domestic media you don't like, claim they're Russian spies, and now you're doing it months later. Why on earth is this legislation that Obama signed still in place? President Trump needs to kill it. You're not going to put me in front of that committee because my truth and my facts and my evidence will destroy these little cowards. I tell you, they just sit there. They have Alec Baldwin get up on TV and pose as Trump and say racist things and say he learned it from Alex Jones. Just like all these other movies and TV shows they've got out saying the same thing, where some character says horrible racist stuff and they say, where'd you learn that? I learned it from Alex Jones. This is the lying info war by criminals that have hijacked our government that are at war with our republic and people desperately trying to get control of the wheel to right the ship. And you can see just a ray of sunshine into this country. The globalists want us poor and controlled. Just the idea that maybe we're open for business again, $3 trillion in the stock market, massive new job hiring, wages going up, restaurants busy again, factories opening all over the place, optimism the highest it's been since 1984. So the big question is, how do we counter this? How do we respond to this? When we come back, I'm going to play the clip of Armstrong. Governor on the Broadcasting Board of Governors until last year, 2013, 2016, advising Obama. So you can bet money he had a hand in writing the bill that Obama signed in the Defense Authorization Act to have the CIA go after the independent media. And guess what they do a couple months later? By name, yours truly. Ladies and gentlemen, they mean business. They've been incrementally adding more lies every day. It'd have been absurd to say we're all Russian agents 3 months ago, right? With no proof. They just keep recycling the same lies that gets disproven. No Russian connection, no hacking, no nothing. Oh my gosh, Roger Stone tried to talk to WikiLeaks. So did CNN, so did everybody else. Of course we're trying to get the leaks. I don't care where they come from. And they turned that around, all their crimes, and the fact that they lost the election, and the fact that they rigged everything, and the fact that they got caught rigging stuff with CNN and rigging the debates, and then now Donna Brazile, the disgraced Donna Brazile, interviews Brian Williams, who's back, another disgraced fake, to tell everybody about how she was the target of the Russians. And, of course, Maxine Waters says she's the target. And then Maxine Waters doesn't know what planet she's on, saying Russia invaded Korea. I mean, this is crazy, but it's also hilarious.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
We're on the march, folks.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I told everybody 22 years ago when I first went on air that I'd sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of man. And I've prayed almost every day that God give me the will, the strength, the understanding, the honor to change the world and take on the globalists and those that are engaged in so many heinous crimes consciously against humanity. Murder one, premeditated conspiracy to destroy the human system. That is the globalist devilish program. And I got to tell you, I have seen God deliver in spades, but always in my soul, I could feel the Holy Spirit saying, but you will pay for this. And I've always said that's exactly what I'm ready to do. Not out of self-loathing or wanting to be a martyr, but because I understand that I have to sacrifice everything. And you have to sacrifice as well if we're going to reverse this evil tide. God works through people. And I just was thinking this morning, it was mind-blowing just how wicked the social engineers are and how they are at war with humanity. And how they are attempting to build false artificial constructs, full-spectrum grids of lies that they then put people into artificially who are inside the mainstream media bubble. It's beyond an echo chamber. And truly, we're telling hardcore truth with some distortion because there's no way to see things perfectly. And they're telling hardcore total lies. They're the foreign multinational globalists killing our sovereignty and freedom, taking over. They say we're Russian agents because we're real Americans fighting back. And now, Breitbart and InfoWars under investigation for ties to Russia report. Last week and this week, in Armed Service and Intelligence Committee hearings, they have Board of Governors of the Broadcasting Board of the FCC, now under the Central Intelligence Agency, as of 2 weeks before Obama left office, Obama quietly signed into law 2017. It's just unbelievable. And in the Senate, S-2692, that says the CIA will be over the Board of Governors and will take on domestic media that they claim are working with the Russians. We'll see. Then they've got them claim you're working with the Russians with no proof to claim you're a foreign power. Then you're an enemy combatant under a previous NDAA in National Defense Authorization Act. And I told you this was all coming. That they would start incrementally selling the idea that there were Ruskies everywhere. To the point of, I have media calling here saying, oh, you've been on Russian TV. Doesn't a Russian work there? Somebody who was born in Russia? That's the level that this country has fallen to. And what's crazy is it's the Democrats that literally worked with the Russians from 1917 on. It was liberals in New York and in London that who'd been Russian immigrants who went back to Russia and overthrew Russia. That's why there was such ties from the beginning. Russia and the Soviets, all of it was a liberal creation in America and in England. That's historical facts. And the Trotskyites. Wow. Isn't that incredible? And then they turn around to people like myself that have a sickening American pedigree. I mean, it doesn't get more ridiculous. I mean, if you did my Americana pedigree, I might win best in show if they had such silly things. But I don't get into all that because what I do in this life, while I'm alive, counts not what my ancestors did, though I love them. And they're with me now in spirit and in blood. But it's like saying George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or Andrew Jackson is a foreign enemy. But you see, they have a dumbed down public, but they're not even doing an info war with the public now. They only need the cover in government as an excuse to tell agencies they're going rogue. And I first said this in December in an emergency warning to the president. I said, they're selling this narrative under COG to have a breakaway deep state scenario to try to block you at every level and then finally assassinate you or impeach you. But they know you're too strong being able to speak, Mr. President, so before they finally move, they're going to kill you. And I told Stone privately, I said, before they ever call you before the Senate, when they start beating this drum, they're going to try to kill you. And indeed, that happened. There's a good chance they'll kill him before they're even forced to call him. Or they may just not call him and just tell all the media you're not going to have Stone on. He can't even respond. So that's the level. And remember, they're coming for your guns. They're coming for your children. They've got your children in the public schools, brainwashing them, dumbing the public down. They've got the veterans under their VA with their death panels, not giving them treatment and letting them die. They'd almost won. They've got the glyphosates in your water table. They're getting away with all of it. They've got the MTV admittedly targeting and sexualizing children as young as five, basically pedophile programming. We're under massive social engineering. America was being turned into a giant re-education camp. And they were going to drop the hammer when Hillary got in and shut down the alternative news, the independent news, calling it fake news. That was all admitted. They were in the news saying, when Hillary gets elected in 2 weeks, we're going to start shutting Alex Jones and others down. And we're going to sue them. And we're going to have the Justice Department come after them. And get this, folks, if they could shut us down, you're next. But see, Trump got in. They didn't get to have what they wanted. And so now they are bleeding from the eyeballs politically. They don't know what to do. Fareed Zakaria is screaming and yelling and cussing fits on TV because they know their whole criminal enterprise is coming down and they are a society of scum. That's why they all look so ugly and look so evil. They don't just do bad things. They're hateful because they're physically and spiritually ugly. They're horrible, 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 weak people. And they see you, who love freedom, and who want a future, and who aren't a psychopath or a sociopath, and they want to dominate you because they know you're better than them. That's what this is all about. Mr. President, I know you're wholesome and good. I know you're strong. I know you want to see prosperity. I know you want to beat these bullies. I know you're sick of watching America and other groups being screwed over by elites, and you want to empower the people. And they're never going to stop coming after you, sir. You can't ever back off of them. You can't take the high road. Don't listen to those advisors. Mark my words. They're going to undermine you and claim you're a Russian agent. And they're never going to stop. And they're going to try to assassinate you. But first, they've got to assassinate your name. So you're not looking to be on the offense, but you've got to be. Because this is an outside enemy force. People know what I tell Trump? That's what I tell him every time I talk to him. Trump says, I'm one of the only people he talks to who's ever asked for anything. I don't ask him to come on the show. What, you don't want me to come on the show? Sure, don't even worry about that. You worry about your life, and you worry about identifying these people as the enemy. He knows it. So good luck, globalists. You may destroy me, you may destroy Trump, but I know in my heart, at an intellectual level, but at a spiritual level, God's hands on my shoulders saying, good. Faithfully execute this, and they will be defeated, and that's all that matters. We're going to execute on you no matter what you do, and we're never going to stop. And God is going to break you, Podesta. God is going to break you, Hillary, Fareed Zakaria, Michael Moore, David Rockefeller. Yes, Artie, God just broke you. You're just like the rest of us now, aren't you? God, man, Ubermenschen, your whole Hitler project. Your UN project, your global project will all burn in the end. And the rivers of blood you've spilled out of the innocent will be the sea that your soul drowns in the rotting bottomless pit forever. Make no mistake, they're coming for us all. They already come for the kids with the shots and the cancer viruses and the mercury and the poisons, the adjuvants. They're already coming for us with the aerosol spraying. They're already coming with us with the positronic brainwashing on the televisions. They're already admitting it all, throwing it in our face, how the robots are replacing us, ha, 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 and all the rest of it, and how they're gods and we're nobody. We have nothing to lose but to resist these people in everything we've got. And we're seeing their full counterstrike right now. And we're seeing the communist Chinese weigh in and declare at Davos 2 months ago, we will stand against the Americans with the elite. We will break Trump. Any American that had 1 ounce of soul or common sense should have gotten chills for an hour when they saw that on the news. But instead, the news put it in your face like it was normal. Just like they say, having a mother and father is bad. Don't say you have it. National Geographic has all the new sexes, but not a woman with a womb. This is open scientific war. carried out by those with devilish hearts against everything good. And the horrors visited upon the third world are now being visited upon the first world. Everything vile is being turned loose. The most radical Islamic brigades are pouring into our nations, into our homes, into our homelands. We see the shape of things to come, the great battles. When we look back on these times as calm, halcyon days, blue skies, endlessly clear, the type of day where you can even see the stars at noon. You'll look back on the times to come, and the respite that was Trump, even as he was successful, or may not be, as a head coming up, as I've said, out of the water, when you're caught in a riptide and getting that one big gasp of air before you're sucked back down under, hoping, holding your breath that you come back to the surface. But we may not even get that breath. Our lips are only beginning to open to try to bring in the air. But the whole power structure is there to try to clamp our mouths shut as fast as they can and, like a satanic giant squid, suck us back down into the depths. I'm going to play this clip. But just think about how they told you 3 years ago. Metaphysically, they had to do that so that their own people at the CIA and other places would think it was legal or lawful. We're going to launch domestic operations now and start lying about and taking over government. Because the public might actually try to take the government back, so we've got to actually occupy the United States fully now. And now with this new law in the National Defense Authorization Act, there's language in there, not just about countering it, but the full organized will to stop it. And that means putting silencers, suppressors on the end of guns, and going around killing people and saying they committed suicide. As if that's not a two-way street. So, everybody's been warned. We have been absolutely judicious in what we've done, measured, and on target. And unfortunately, our analysis, historically, and by looking at the enemy's own transmissions, the occupied force inside the gates, we've got their dead-on attack plan. And if the president knows that attack plan and simply goes and fires side chats and exposes it to the public, it's game over for the New World Order. And I know a lot of his advisors say it's too extreme. Sure. No. The fact that he was being hardcore is why he got there. Every time he calls them the enemy, his approval rating goes up a couple points. When he doesn't, it goes down. The fact that he tried to work with Ryan because they're refusing to pass a good bill, he knows it'll implode the whole economy if he doesn't at least do this half-decent bill. That has hurt Trump. Because he can't compromise with these rats. They're never going to back off. Trump can't give up because they're not going to stop even if he sold out to him, which he can't do. Because the image of who he is has to be destroyed. His family has to be destroyed. The earth has to be politically salted. And Trump understands that the nightmare system that they're bringing in is so horrible, why would you sell out to death itself when all you get is more death? Now, obviously, it's more important than ever that every article at InfoWars.com, every video that you send out to friends, family, neighbors, in your own email list, that you post it yourself. I'm getting reports from everybody I know. Shane Steiner called me last night. He said, yeah. And I was sitting there with a friend trying to post your articles to his Facebook, and they're just deleting them as fast as they go up. And that's because they say in this they'll work with the internet companies to shut down the Russian propaganda. And they just label us Russian propaganda. See, they can't get the courts to say we're fake because we're not. They can't just get media to say it because we can sue them. They have to have the Red Scare, but this time the real Red Scare was real. This is the fake Russian scare and project it onto the Patriots and try to shut us down. And you're like, he'll never get away with it. He's making the country great again. Americana, God, guns, and guts, securing our border. They're the ones with the open borders. They're the ones engaged in sedition and treason. They're the ones sold out to radical Islam. They don't care because they've got the governments to deal and the rogue state intending to move forward with these attacks, and they're not going to stop. I'm going to go to break, come back with a clip and the rest of it. But before we go any further, we sell out of this for months every time we get it in. Well, once for about 3 months. Because It's proprietary. It's organic. It's Super Blue, organic non-fluoride toothpaste with peppermint tree oil. And this is the great part, iodine and nano silver. Proprietary. My dad is a dentist, oral surgeon, and we made it with the biggest company out there that produces the organic toothpaste. It's private label. We've got some new flavors coming out soon. This is pretty strong. We've got bubblegum for the kids. It's going to get here soon. Bubblegum flavor that just doesn't have the tea tree oil or strong peppermint, but it's excellent as well. It sells out very, very quickly. You get multiple tubes. You can get 20% off, but your purchase is critical to the operations, obviously. So when you're getting the Trump Pence 2020 Keeping America Great shirt for $9.95, be sure and get a tube of the organic iodine silver bullet toothpaste, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're under attack here. I asked for this. I'm just saying, everybody always wanted somebody to stand up, wanted somebody to fight back, somebody to really put it all on the line, somebody to be effective, somebody to build a media system, be able to counter the enemy. We've done it. We've taken the field like David versus Goliath, and we've already chopped Goliath's head off. The problem is the rest of the Philistines are coming down the hill on us. And you're all standing there right behind us. You've already been supporting us, but this is the time, folks. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need you to spread the links and articles because they're trying to block us all over Google, you name it, because we're effective. We're in an info war. It's a new kind of war. We're winning it, but we need your help. We'll be back.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
That's right. Humanity wants freedom. All the fake leftist ideology, collectivism, and slavery. We're breaking through it. Of renegades. All right, let's go to the clip here. the outgoing governor of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, who went before different Intelligence Committee hearings. This is the Armed Services Committee. And to the military funding apparatus, declared that InfoWars is a Russian disinfo op. Then they come out in the news and McClatchy and say, I'm being investigated, along with the White House chief advisor. The guy trying to cut your taxes and secure our border and build up a giant military and bring coal back, which is totally like a giant sanction on Russia. Sorry, America first. It's not to hurt Russia. And Russia doesn't even get pissed at that. They understand that, that this is the way it goes. The Russian operative, Stephen Bannon, as if we need the Russians. Man, RT over the years has called me to come on, and I've just been... I used to go on all the time. They got threatened about 4 years ago. They told me, oh, they're threatening to take our license if you come on. Because I'd go on there about pro-gun stuff, sovereignty. I was just using it as a channel to promote Americana worldwide. Don't you want that, like a real voice of America going into Russia? That's what I do when I'm on Japanese TV, British TV, you name it. But I've got to where now when they've called me, I don't even go on there because the response is so little on RT America, and it's a bunch of leftists. Have you watched RT America? The idea that that influenced elections when it's only in like hotel rooms and stuff. I've seen their ratings. It doesn't even show up. RT's big worldwide, but not in America. The idea that we would write the articles at InfoWars and then I'd see RT rewrite them 2 days later. See, they've got this butt backwards, to say it nicely. RT doesn't influence Alex Jones. I influence RT. I influence UKIP. The UKIP founder says the entire UKIP movement sputtered for 5 years until he came on my show 18 years ago. And he said it on the show repeatedly. Half their movement came from InfoWars. That's super libertarian right wing. Has nothing to do with the Russians. InfoWars is what's spreading, defeating globalism. And I'm not bragging. I don't ever want to get up here and say this stuff. I've known this for a long time. But because they're accusing me of being a Russian operative, I have to. That's the tail wagging the dog. Comprende? Americana is the dog. Russia's the tail. And Podesta and all them know that. But they got to change the subject because they're big losers. They got caught rigging the election. They got caught fixing everything. I'm going to go over that in the next hour. They got caught, and they're scared, and the people turned against them. So what do they do? Oh, Russians, Russians, Russians are taking over. Oh, my God. Shut off Alex Jones. He's fake. Sue him. Destroy him. Arrest him. And this has had the effect of actually intimidating some Republicans. Let's go ahead and go to the clip of Armstrong. Here it is.
Mr. Armstrong, you had mentioned in your answer to, I think, Ms. Spears' question, that there are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So you have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers for those modalities.
And it just goes on from there. And then I have the actual Defense Authorization Act, 2017, saying the CIA will be over the Board of Governors, that guy, this whole spook cutout, you look at his background, running around, I mean, Rupley's half his stuff's like sporting events and riots, and it's a stringer video thing with reporters hired around the world. They buy video. They're like Getty. They're Russian agents now, because RT tends to buy from Rupley, because they're cheaper. I've licensed clips from them. They'll probably claim that's the Russian connection, and I played videos of it's like a Muslims rioting. Man, they're desperate. But folks, this means they're about to move big time against Trump. Warning, President Trump.